WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 72. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners have approved next year's budget and property tax rate, but those unanimous votes followed two amendments that were approved by 3-2 margins.
Generating the most comments was a split that gives another deputy constable in Precinct 3, which is based across George Bush Drive from Texas A&M. Commissioner Nancy Berry, who represents Precinct 3, supports the additional deputy over the opposition of County Judge Dwayne Peters, who's a former constable.
The county has grown significantly since you were constable, and I disagree with your assessment, but that's my opinion, and I respect yours.
It's workload. I mean, you look at workload, whether the county's growing or not, you look at workload.
Constable J.P. Ingram, who's getting the additional deputy, says there's not been enough deputies since before he took office 3 years ago.
We serve more civil process than anybody in Brazos County as far as the constables. We're responsible for all school truancy. Between CISD and BISD, you're looking at about 36,000 students.
Joining Berry to approve the additional deputy, Irma Colleen, Steve Aldrich, voting no along with Peters, was Sammy Candelina. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has approved the city's budget for the next fiscal year and has held the first of two public hearings on keeping the same property tax rate. The only speaker at last night's public hearing, Deborah Miller, questioned bond financing for new signs in the capital improvements plan.
The city plans to spend $1.44 million for signs at the entry of the city. These are the people who, when they hear somebody say they're flooding, say, we'd love to do more work, but we have a limited amount of funds.
The only council response to the public comments was learning the city will receive an additional $2 million next year from increased property valuations. Final action on the city of Bryan's property tax rate is scheduled for next Tuesday. For the second time this year, two foundations are involved in new programs at Texas A&M. This time, the A&M Foundation reports the Mays Family Foundation and the Charles Koch Foundation are establishing a new research center at the Mays Business School. The theme of the center is examining the nature of innovation from multiple disciplines across the A&M campus. Earlier this year, the Mays family presented a 10-year, $25 million gift, and at last month's Board of Regents meeting, approval was given to establish a new center at the Bush School, where the Koch Foundation has been asked for $12 million as part of startup funding. The phasing out of DACA is getting applause from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who has announced the Texas-led 10-state coalition will not challenge the program in court.
Paxton spokesman Mark Rylander says DACA was far beyond President Obama's constitutional authority.
Had former President Obama's unilateral order on DACA been left intact, it would have set a dangerous precedent by giving the executive branch sweeping authority to bypass Congress.
The ACLU of Texas is calling the DACA phase-out order cruel and are calling on Congress to pass a bipartisan DREAM Act. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Blinn College, Max Express Food Mart, Atkinson Toyota, and InTech Pest Control. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Pottery Garden, the brand new oasis in Bryan's Garden District. Pottery Garden's beautiful green space showcases exactly what your yard, flower bed, or porch can look like. Stop by the Pottery Garden today on North Avenue, and that's in the Garden District. Here we are.
Turns into a beautiful day and a beautiful stretch of weather right through the end of the work week. Lots of sunshine developing today. We're breezy. Temperatures 85 to 90. Humidity will be falling today. We certainly need that. Clear tonight, low of 60. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs 85 to 90. Clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night. More sun in the forecast for Friday. Highs Friday afternoon between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Sumlin spoke at yesterday's press conference on recent criticisms and the looming quarterback situation. We'll hear his comments. Meanwhile, Justin Verlander debuted for the Astros yesterday, leading them to their sixth win in a row. And we'll take a look at how things are shaping up at the U.S. Open. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so again, there's no such thing as a Category 6 hurricane.
Correct.
Right. Okay, not there. There is fake news out there saying that. CBS says the National Weather Service warning people to watch out for fake forecasts.
I mean, but, you know, strong is strong.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's right. 185-mile-an-hour sustained winds. The deal is a fake forecast is not necessarily the same thing as a wrong forecast. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Because the deal is we don't know where it's going. Okay? Some people think it's going to go through Florida, over Florida, go up Florida, go into the Gulf and go up the west side of Florida. I mean, who knows?
Well, and remember how unpredictable Harvey was.
That's true. Yeah, could end up quieting down and, you know, getting stirred up again.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how did Hurricane Irma get to be one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes? According to Live Science, environment is essentially in your perfect situation right now. Category 5 Irma has monstrous winds that were recorded last night at 185 miles an hour near the core while it barreled toward the Leeward Islands. The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, possibly Florida. Only five other Atlantic storms have been known to achieve this kind of strength. The rare Category 5 storm will only happen if absolutely everything is working in its favor. For a storm to become that strong, as Irma, it needs a deep pool of warm ocean waters to fuel the convection at its core.
Ooh.
There. How's that sound for good science?
Sounds kind of tasty.
Also, you need basically no vertical wind shear or winds that would change the direction or speed. So it's just kind of out there, just freewheeling it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All those things work together to come up with a situation just exactly like
that. How are
they
measuring this? Do they have, like, tools out in the ocean?
They I'm sure they're putting planes out there.
Right, okay.
They drop a deal in there.
Right, okay.
And they find out exactly what those numbers are. By the way, watch for a giant one-hour telethon benefit for the people who've had Hurricane Harvey problems. Variety reports the show, which is called Hand in Hand, a benefit for Hurricane Harvey, will air next Tuesday, which is pretty weird because by then we may be talking about Irma.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's a bunch of people over in the East. They're Yankees. You know, it's more important because it happens to them. But anyhow, it'll air on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and CMT. It'll be Tuesday, September the 12th, starts at 7 o'clock. So far, Beyonce, the one who didn't get the
the Rockets
team.
Yeah.
George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Barbara Streisand, Reese Witherspoon. Barbara Streisand, well,
yeah.
Reese Witherspoon and Oprah will all appear, along with live or tape segments from Jamie Foxx, Tori Kelly, Rob Lowe, Matthew McConaughey. All right.
There's also a few country singers, I think, that are performing. So it's kind of interesting. There's, like, performances and things going on in, like, Nashville, New York City, and L.A., mm-hmm. and then they're just putting together this one-hour special.
George,
so they're, like, cutting in from different places.
George Strait is going to appear from a concert at the Majestic in San Antonio. And while we're on the subject, Jimmy Fallon returned from vacation last night on The Tonight Show, announced The Tonight Show, going to donate $1 million to J.J. Watt's deal. They've raised now, what, more than $18 million?
20.
Yeah, they're 20. At 20.
Wow. Yep.
They're at $20 million.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he's going to get that road named after him.
Yeah. Oh, 99.
Yeah, they're going to rename 99.
I certainly hope so, yeah.
So anyhow, just a whole...
Yeah, they're over 21-6.
21-6 now. All
yeah.
right. Oh, okay. And again, that is interesting and unusual that you can maintain that kind of a giving over that period of time. But I guess that just shows the power of JJ and exactly
and
what
social
he is.
Media.
That's
yes,
right.
And social media,
but, yeah.
too. That's it. All right, so moving on to stuff that's not nearly as important. Rovio Entertainment, the folks behind Angry Birds videos.
Okay,
reportedly going public with a company in order to raise money for more and supposedly better games.
Okay.
Variety reports the company made a lot of money with the original game and its spinoffs for phones and other stuff like that. They aired the Angry Birds movie, but now the declining revenue and profits have sunk. They are looking to revamp. Oh, yeah, and be able to pay employees, which is probably a good
thing. That's kind of important, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
So what they do? They burn through all that money, and so it's, what, our job to help them?
To fund
them
now?
It's kind of like a GoFundMe. That's what a stock, I mean, when you go public, that's kind of a GoFundMe.
I kind of feel like they hit lightning in a bottle with Angry Birds to begin with. You know, I don't know if that's going to happen again.
Well, and whoever those other people are may have made their money, put it in their pocket, now they can walk away and go work for another company.
That'd be the smart thing to do, maybe.
All sorts of things that could happen there, but there's no reason that we necessarily should bail them out, right? Okay. All right, during the flavored vodka craze a few years ago, yeah, they didn't come up with this, but they have now a distillery in San Diego named Misadventure and Company. Just started selling a vodka that's made out of old baked goods.
Oh, okay.
They use stale bread and cookies and pastries like Twinkies and Ho-Hos. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. They say the process works just like any other vodka producers.
Okay.
They use the starches and the sugars in the food to make the alcohol. And it should taste just like regular vodka if you drink it.
Which is basically rubbing alcohol.
because it'll have
so it doesn't taste like Ho-Hos and Twinkies.
No, it'll have a little snipe on it saying made with Twinkies.
Yeah. Right, made with recycled Twinkies.
Yeah,
and that's, I guess, the point. It has nothing to do with how it will taste Twinkies. It's just so they can say it was filtered through Twinkies.
It's a deal because that way you can maybe charge more for it.
Yeah.
You're charging more for a cheaper way to make it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Excellent.
Well, again, if
stale
people,
bread vodka.
Sure, if people will do it, that's fine.
Sure.
Legos. Did you use Legos growing up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had a story yesterday, I think, about a guy who
got his Legos stolen.
Yeah, $8,000 worth of Legos. Well, anyhow, Legos cutting 1,400 people from their work staff.
Ooh.
That's about 8% of its current workforce as part of an overhaul in an effort to stem the company's drop in profit and sales for the first 6 months of the year. This is the first time the company's ever suffered any loss in 13 years.
Wow.
Reason? Look at it. This is a thing you hold in your hand. This is another thing you hold in your hand. You actually have to put it together. Not virtually. You have to really put it together. You have to be creative by building things rather than virtually. Kids maybe not wired to do that anymore, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
What does a kid do with a cardboard box now? Do we still do forts and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, my imagination would run wild as a kid. I don't know what they think
they play video
days.
Games now. Yeah.
They do.
Is this the box my Xbox came in?
So they don't want to think about that, but nonetheless, they're having to cut their work.
Yeah, I think I think it has to do with technology, but it also just has to do with the way parents parent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't put it in your mouth, Jimmy. You could swallow it.
When I was a kid.
Oh, that too. Yeah. That didn't even cross my mind.
Sure.
But yeah.
When I was a kid, Xbox used to mean it was the Xbox for the refrigerator. Now it's a fort for me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that used to be the way they do it. But now they haul the box off, you know, or they don't come in a box sometimes. Now they just bring it to your house in the back of the truck and boom, there you go.
Yep.
All right, so we were talking last hour about how somebody took a picture in the grocery store of empty shelves, but there were vegan products available because people didn't want that. They didn't go to the dairy area, Because my guess was probably cottage cheese was still available.
Maybe.
Don't you think?
I would think so.
I would think that would be the case. But this story says about three quarters of U.S. Americans say they like cottage cheese.
Three quarters?
I like it.
That's a lie.
I don't believe that at all.
I like it. I think it's good if you put some fruit on it or something.
No, okay. Oh, yeah. Fine, whatever. But there aren't 75% of U.S. Americans.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
Anyway, according to this survey, but their whole purpose.
Because I like everything, and yeah, I don't like cottage cheese.
Okay. Well, you put some seasoned salt on it. It cannot.
No.
Both of you.
You know
what's great? And this is actually one of our old employees, John Sellers, taught me about this here recipe. And it's you take cottage cheese, and then you take tomato soup, and you pour the tomato soup on the cottage cheese. It ends up tasting like raviolis. It's amazing. It is fantastic.
See, it's the texture. It's the texture. It is lumpy and wet and gross.
Well, in a soup, it's not that big a deal.
I mean, I'm glad that whatever that idea was, you could do. But
it tastes like just go eat a ravioli.
How often do you go? Ooh, what I wouldn't do for a ravioli. You know, somehow or other, that just doesn't.
Oh, I don't have any. Let me take my cottage cheese and tomato soup.
And I'll make that,
Well, that just leaves more for me.
Okay,
you guys
works.
Don't have to eat any.
But here's the deal. Even though supposedly three quarters of U.S. Americans like cottage
fake
cheese.
Fake news.
Yeah, only 17% of the people know how it got its name. Okay. First,
from the cottage,
here are the wrong. Yeah, exactly. Here are the wrong answers. 37% believe cottage is French for curds and whey.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. Oh, man. 19% say cheese curds are also known as cottages. No.
No.
Okay. 14% believe it was because it originated in Cottage, England.
Okay.
There's no such place as Cottage, England, just by the way.
I was going to say, I never heard of that.
Yeah. It was named after its creator. Harold Cottage.
Oh yeah, Harry Cottage.
Sure. The they ask how they got their name, and only 17% could give the right answer, and that is it was originally made in small country cottages that used the milk that was left over from making butter.
See, that was my first guess. Okay. I can't believe so many people think these other things.
I like the idea of Cottage, England when that doesn't even exist.
Right.
And how do we know that old Harry Cottage wasn't making that cottage cheese in the cottage?
And again, we try to give you a little information that you can come in to the break room and lean against the door frame and say,
exactly.
This probably not so much, because I'm not thinking at 8 o'clock this morning you want to be talking cottage.
Hey, I do have a pretty significant traffic update real quick. There's an accident, and it has disabled the signal at 2818 in Welburn, which is, so it's causing all-way stop until repairs are made.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes. So, Welburn Road, this is coming from the city of College Station. Yeah. Welburn Road traffic will be severely impacted through traffic on 2818. Those not exiting onto Welburn should be okay. But Welburn Road traffic will be severely impacted this morning. Again, the signal at 2818 in Welburn is now at an all-way stop because an accident has disabled it.
723 and blinking red on Welburn, especially northbound. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably already backed up to, I don't know,
probably.
Fitch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go someplace else because no matter where it is, it'll be faster.
Yeah.
All right, this is why we find alternate routes. Thank you, 723.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
It's Wednesday. It's time to go to Peach Creek Vineyards and enjoy the fun that they have there. They have indoor games and outdoor games. It's going to be nice and cool this evening. Going to have a low of about 61. So being out in the country, nice time to be there. Bring some friends out. You can bring your own games, in fact, if you want to. But it's just one more way for you to go enjoy the outdoors, being out among the vines and the water events that they have at Peach Creek Vineyards. Now, they have a pavilion there that you can rent, as a matter of fact. If you become part of their wine club, then you can get a discount on the rental there, as well as a discount on products. But most importantly, they have tours and tastings for you, and they're open this evening, so go do that. Weekend hours, by the way, 1 to 5, Saturday from noon to 6, and Sundays from 1 to 5. So if you'd like to find out about the new wines that are coming up and any upcoming events, you can find that information at their website, peachcreekvineyards.com. They're south of College Station, an opportunity for you to play fun and games tonight, or visit together with your friends and enjoy wine at Peach Creek Vineyards anytime.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Good morning, 726. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Temperatures will probably be in the middle 80s all the way through Sunday. There'll be sunshine later on today as these clouds burn off. They were supposed to maybe bring some rain, but that hadn't happened. And north winds. Today we'll have northeasterly winds 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. So it should feel cool, and the humidities will be going down. Lows each night will probably be in the lower 60s, so that should be pleasant. Right now, winds are out of the north at 10. We have overcast skies, and it's 72.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the latest so-called crisis in Washington centers around President Trump's decision to end DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It was put in place unconstitutionally by Obama. It gave blanket amnesty to illegal immigrants who came here as children. Candidate Trump campaigned on ending the program, but since his election, the establishment, Democrats and Republicans, have mounted a huge campaign to pressure Trump to break that promise. Well, Tuesday, Trump ended the program, but provided a six-month delay before it's officially shut down. That gives Congress plenty of time to pass legislation to give amnesty to these DACA kids who are here illegally, if that's what Congress decides, which is leading up to an election year. The issue is not a legal one. This is purely emotion-driven. Every legal expert worth his salt agrees that Obama overstepped his authority when he granted amnesty via executive action. Immigration law, like all legislation, is supposed to be written by Congress. Not a gray area. It's spelled out in the Constitution. But when Obama ignored the Constitution on this, Republicans offered little pushback other than lip service. So in the coming days, we'll see what the Republican Congress is made of. They could get rid of DACA as promised, or they could grant amnesty, giving lip service to their promise, like they did with their promise to repeal Obamacare. Just depends what the Chamber of Commerce wants.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byanski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. As we just reported, there is an accident that has disabled the signal at 2818 in Welburn, causing all-way stop until repairs are made. Welburn road traffic will be severely impacted and motorists should expect delays. You should use an alternate route if possible. The first of two public hearings on the city of Bryan's property tax rate was held last night. There was one speaker, and the only question Deborah Miller had was about bond financing for new gateway entry signs in the capital improvements plan.
When many people have come and asked for many good things, the answer is always the same. We have a limited amount of money, and with a limited amount of money, we have to stretch it as far as we can. And again, $1.44 million for signs? And that tells me, nah, tax rates should not, we shouldn't be paying more taxes, not until you figure out how to spend money properly.
The only response to the public comments was learning the city will receive an additional $2 million next year from increased property valuations. Final action to continue the same property tax rate in the city of Bryan is next Tuesday. That's after the five council members attending last night's meeting approved the budget. It is rare when the Brazos County Commission does not cast a unanimous vote, but at yesterday's meeting, it happened twice. There were 3-2 votes on two of 28 amendments to next year's budget.
Most of the debate preceded approval to add a deputy constable in the Precinct 3 office across from Texas A&M on George Bush Drive. Irma Colley was ready to approve the request without giving County Judge Dwayne Peters the opportunity to speak.
My understanding that this is a request for personnel.
That's correct.
And I'm okay with that. So I vote in favor and I call for the question.
Well, we won't have the question until we get through the discussion.
I'm calling.
I'm sorry.
Peter says each year there are new positions worthy of consideration but are not included because there's not enough money.
One was Road and Bridge. They requested an inspector to check culverts and roads as they're being built. Tax office had a request for a person, and I felt like it was justified. I really did. But I didn't plug it in the budget.
Colley, Nancy Berry, and Steve Aldrich approved the additional deputy. Peters and Sammy Catalina voted no. Constable J.P. Ingram says the additional deputy will have the added responsibility of dealing with school truancy cases, and as they have time, will serve warrants.
People fail to recognize in Precinct 3 is we are the court that is responsible for all of Texas A&M University's criminal cases. So any traffic citation, any warrant that Texas A&M Police Department obtains, that comes through this court. That comes through Justice of the Peace, Precinct 3.
Commissioners had unanimous votes on the remaining amendments, along with next year's budget as changed and deciding to keep the same property tax rate for next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The nation's largest oil refinery is starting to reboot after shutting down ahead of Hurricane Harvey. Motiva Enterprises of Saudi Arabia says its refinery in Port Arthur should be running at 40% of capacity by next Monday, producing more fuel than other refineries running at full throttle. San Antonio-based Valero Energy is also in the early restart procedure at its Port Arthur refinery. Meanwhile, Paris-based Total's Port Arthur refinery remains shut down, as does Irving-based ExxonMobil's flooded refinery in Beaumont. The number of Texas families asking for FEMA money is approaching 600,000. A spokeswoman says approval has been given to 180,000 families for grants toward home repairs and replacing property. Those who don't receive grants can apply for low-interest loans through the Small Business Administration. FEMA also reports 56,000 Texas residents displaced by Harvey are in government-funded hotel rooms. The Texas A&M Foundation has announced receiving nearly $6 million to start a new research center at the Mays Business School. Dean Eli Jones says the Mays Innovation Research Center will provide support to existing and new faculty to discover how and when innovation occurs and then transfer that knowledge to students. $3 million was provided by the Mays Family Foundation, which announced a 10-year, $25 million gift to the business school earlier this year. Another $2.6 million is coming from the Charles Koch Foundation. That's in addition to a proposed center at the Bush School of Government approved by the Board of Regents last month that is contingent on $12 million in startup money from the Koch Foundation. Texas Dreamers say they are not surprised that the Trump administration is ending the DACA program, but they're still nervous about their futures. A Texas A&M graduate, Stephen Flores, came to the U.S. as a 9-year-old, and many of his friends are Dreamers.
Yes, a lot of them are nervous, specifically those that other people depend economically on them.
Flores says something had to be done to end the limbo Dreamers face, but he hopes Congress makes the program permanent. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has asked a federal appeals court for an emergency order blocking a lower ruling that kept Texas's new anti-sanctuary cities law from taking effect. Paxton asked the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to issue a ruling by tomorrow. That follows last week's ruling where another judge temporarily suspended the state's new law. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 72 degrees. Be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back to school is here, and there are great deals at the Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store. College students, you'll find young adult clothing, shoes and accessories, Aggie apparel, household items, and students with valid IDs receive a 25% discount. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. Like us on Facebook to check out new merchandise. Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store, located at 2814 Cabot Avenue in Bryan.
Good morning, 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cold front will continue to press south of the region, which is rare this time of year. High pressure in the central part of the country, like it would be, say, in October rather than early September. We're in for some actually pretty nice weather for the next 72 hours. Sunshine and breezy, temperatures up to 85 to 90. Clear, cool overnight, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85 to 90. Clear, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Sunny and 85 to 90 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear Coach Kevin Sumlin's comments from yesterday's press conference. Meanwhile, the Rangers have a doubleheader today after yesterday's game in Atlanta was rained out, while the Astros won their sixth in a row in Justin Verlander's debut. And Ezekiel Elliott's suspension was rejected, but he will be able to play in Sunday's opener against the Giants. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 7:38. Let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Well, it's good to be back in session again. We've got a lot on our plates and looking forward to getting it tackled, although I'm going to miss being in Texas during that great forecast I just heard.
Yeah, we finally get a little bit of a break, and fingers crossed that we're not going to have to deal with another storm that's out in the Atlantic. All right, clearly DACA is front and center right now. And, of course, here at Bryan College Station, we've with A&M here, there's some students who are impacted by that, so we do get a local angle on this. But overall, your view on the president's deciding to basically throw it back to the guys and gals in the legislative branch to handle it.
Well, the president made the right decision. I mean, Congress is the only body which is constitutionally and legally empowered to deal with this particular issue, with any immigration issue for that matter. President Obama really messed up when he implemented DAPA, and the courts stopped that program and reversed it. And he messed up again when he implemented DACA, because he didn't have the constitutional authority to do that. If you go back to when the Democrats controlled everything, 2009, 2010, they couldn't deal with this. And so just because they couldn't didn't give President Obama any right to try to implement something on his own. So that's what the key question is here. The good news is that President Trump has said, okay, this case is going to be lost in the courts. The DACA DACA action by President Obama is going to be thrown out of the courts. So here's an orderly way to put it back to Congress so that they can do what they're supposed to do. And I feel more confident now than I did, let's say, a year ago, that we can actually get our arms around this and get something done in Congress. Probably, I think likely what would happen is we'd take some border security bill, some immigration reform, and then DACA, put it all in one bill, and I think it'll pass, and I think it'll pass on a bipartisan basis.
Well, of course, he's given you 6 months, so there's some time to get that worked out. I want to go back to last week. The president spoke in Missouri, and he talked about tax reform. Of course, we still don't have the health care situation taken care of. He's turned his attention on to tax reform because that does impact just about every American. We don't have any legislation for it yet, but I guess I just really want to ask you, as a member of Congress, what is your view of what tax reform means?
Well, tax reform, here's what it means to me in terms of families, and that is that you take a broken tax code that's full of exemptions and provisions that benefit special interest groups, and you strip all those out, and you have a simplified tax code with the lower rates in it and fewer of those special provisions, so that everybody's pretty much on the same playing field when it comes to paying taxes. Whether you're from a high tax state, a low tax state, or you are a wage earner or an investor, it basically puts everybody on the same playing field. And I feel pretty good about the blueprint that we got put together among the White House and the Senate and the House. In terms of businesses, we've got the world's least competitive tax system among industrialized nations. We need to take it and make it the most competitive so that businesses are rewarded for reinvesting in their people, reinvesting in their businesses, and reinvesting in our communities. And I think that, again, I think the blueprint that we've got puts us on the right track to get that done.
So Obamacare, light, thin, whatever, that has not come to fruition. You just discussed what your view of tax reform is. We don't know if that's going to come to fruition. I think there are many people.
Tax reform will get done. I feel pretty confident.
People are frustrated over Republican leadership that has not done what they were elected to do time and again. So do you still have confidence, really, in the people that are leading the House and the Senate for the Republican Party?
I have confidence in the leadership of the House because we've operated at a very expeditious pace. If you look, we've checked every box that we said we were going to get done. So far, tax reform is next up, and then infrastructure is coming up after that. And so we've done what we said we'd do. And the problem is that we haven't found much support in the Senate. I mean, the health care is a perfect example of this. The House took up health care. We did the best we could in working inside the archaic rules of the Senate, which I think should go away. And we got something to them that should have been passable. But the Senate decided to reopen the box and scramble, try to re-scramble the eggs, and they couldn't get anything done. We're going to pass tax reform in the House, and I, and it'll get done here. I'm hopeful that the Senate will do it too and put it over on the president's desk so he can sign it. I don't have much confidence in the Senate as a whole. It's not necessarily Senate leadership, it's the Senate as a whole. But in the House, I feel confident that our leadership will help get us to the right spot to get tax reform done and then get infrastructure done. And we've got a boatload of stuff to do the remainder of this month, and I feel confident we'll get it done without a lot of drama.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Now, you're right. We have the Republicans have a majority in the House and in the Senate, but the Democrats actually hold some of the cards because it's going to have to be a bipartisan move to be able to take care of the debt limit, to take care of the budget, to take care of funding for Harvey. That's going to take some Democrats on board.
It will, and it's the reason it takes Democrats to get on board is because the Republicans aren't unified. You'll find a small group of Republicans in the House and a small group of Republicans in the Senate that are going to balk at anything, no matter how good it is or how rational it is or how well thought out it is. And so, then you have to start changing legislation to get Democrats on board. I think that's a shame that has to be done, but unfortunately that's what happens in the way our system is structured, particularly under the Senate rules, which are from the 1800s and which are not part of the Constitution. And to me, that's the easiest change we could make that would make Congress work better is for the Senate to change its rule package.
So funding for Harvey, will that be freestanding? Will that be part of the debt limit, raising the debt limit? How do you see Harvey aid working through Congress?
Here's the way I see it happening. And again, this is just Bill Flores talking. I'm not speaking on behalf of the House as a whole or House or Senate leadership. But the House today at about 10 o'clock Central Time is going to pass a Harvey aid bill. It's a down payment to make sure that FEMA's funds are topped up so that they can deal with Harvey and for Irma if Irma hits the U.S. as well. That will pass. It'll head to the Senate today after we pass it, and it should pass on a pretty bipartisan basis. The Senate, from what I understand, is going to attach the debt ceiling to it, an increase in the debt ceiling, and it will also attach a continuing resolution to fund the government for a few weeks after September 30th, because, the fiscal year for the federal government for 2017 ends on September 30th. And then it comes back to the House. I don't really know what happens then. My guess is that it will probably pass, but it's hard to know because many of us in the House will be offended that you're taking different pieces of legislation and welding them all together, a funding bill, a debt ceiling bill, and then a supplemental funding bill. I don't think that's appropriate, but my guess is it will probably pass. That's probably going to happen on late Friday night or sometime on Saturday.
Yeah, for better or worse, that seems to be the way things happen. From an optic standpoint, because we've discussed that here, we have a rainy day fund in Texas. It has over $10 billion in it, $11 billion in it. What are the optics that Texans stand there with their hands in their pockets and they don't even put any money from their own rainy day fund into Harvey relief that's happened in their own state?
Well, Texas is going to have to dip into the rainy day fund. This is exactly what the rainy day fund was put together for, is to deal with unforeseen instances like the impact of Hurricane Harvey. So the state is going to wind up having to dip into its pockets. Look, federal funding is not the be all end all to deal with catastrophes like Harvey. The federal disaster funding has always included cost sharing from state and local governments. And so in this case, the local governments are going to have to cough up a part of the cost of dealing with Harvey, and the state will as well. That's always been the way that disaster funding was structured, and that'll be the case here. Now, we have waived some cost sharing for the short term, but longer term, we're all going to be co-investing together is what I'd say, and that's what the Rainy Day Fund was designed to do.
And my understanding is there'll be a bipartisan meeting of the Texas delegation, both Republicans and Democrats, later this week?
Right. And I will say this. I mean, we've got our ideological differences among the R's and D's of the Texas delegation. But when it comes to Texas, we typically put Texas ahead of party and work together to get things done. So this is not totally uncommon.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We'll look forward to y'all getting after a very busy month ahead of you.
It's going to be nuts, so everybody needs to strap on their belts and hang on.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Talk to you soon. I'd ask all our listeners to continue praying for our country, for our Harvey victims, also for our military and our first responders.
Yes, sir.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're on the verge of marriage, you might consider the new life you're about to begin a blank slate. Well, not exactly. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Most newlyweds view their marriage as an empty canvas. It's a perfectly clean, white surface where a beautiful portrait of their marriage will be painted. But the reality is usually far different. You see, each of us enters into marriage with color already splashed across our canvas. Those colors reflect a set of expectations we may not even realize we have. They're formed within us from our earliest years, and they determine what we'll expect from our spouse. For Greg, it was the hot breakfast his mother cooked for him every morning when he was a kid. Well, when he got married, he assumed his wife would do the very same thing. Boy, was he in for a surprise. That first day, when she didn't cook him breakfast, Greg thought she was angry with him. Now, she could have reacted to his expectations by attacking him. Instead, she used humor and suggested he light his cereal on fire. Greg and his wife learned how to communicate to shape their expectations into something more realistic. As you approach your big day, remember there's color splashed across your canvas. Discuss your expectations now, and your colors will start blending into the beautiful painting your marriage is meant to be. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday at Kyle Field. One of the first things Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked was about the recent public criticism from Board of Regent Tony Busby.
People are frustrated. I'm frustrated about a lot of things. I'm not real happy. I'm sure there's a lot of things being said about this program, and our focus is on us. That never changes. I'm not in the business of really paying attention to anything outside of this program.
Coach Sumlin also spoke on the injuries to quarterback Nick Starkel and defensive back Donovan Wilson. Both players underwent surgery this week with no timetable for their return. Sumlin was asked who's next in line for the spot, freshman Kellen Mond or senior Jake Hubenak.
It's the same situation as it was last week. We've got to prepare both those guys to go. because Nick's not going to be available, and we'll announce a starter on Saturday. I think you got a couple weeks here for our benefit to try to figure out what we're doing with that quarterback position. I see both of them playing here the next couple weeks.
We'll see who takes the snaps when the Aggs return home this Saturday as they play host to Nicholls State. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, the new AP poll is out. Alabama remains number one, followed by Ohio State, Clemson, Penn State, and Oklahoma. The Aggs did not make the poll. In Major League Baseball, Justin Verlander pitched six strong innings and won his Astros debut after Cameron Maben hit a two-run homer with one out in the seventh for Houston's first hit in a 3-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners. The final game with the Mariners is tonight in Seattle with first pitch scheduled for 9:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, the second game in an interleague series between the Braves and the Rangers was rained out after a line of several storms moved across SunTrust Park about the time of the scheduled first pitch. The game will be made up with a doubleheader today, which is the final appearance in Atlanta for the playoff-contending Rangers. The first game of the doubleheader will be today at 12:35 p.m., followed by the final game at 6:35, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in baseball, the Boston Red Sox have reportedly admitted to the league that they improperly used Apple Watches to steal signs from their longtime rival New York Yankees during a series last month. The New York Times said the Red Sox told MLB investigators that Boston manager John Farwell and other team executives were not aware of the scheme. Commissioner Rob Manfred said he wanted to get the matter resolved quickly and didn't comment about possible penalties. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has lost the appeal of his six-game suspension, but he will be allowed to play in the season opener Sunday against the New York Giants. A U.S. district judge said he would rule on Elliott's request for a temporary restraining order by Friday. If the request is denied and no further legal action is taken, Elliott's suspension would start in Week 2 at Denver. In the NBA, restaurant and casino owner Tillman Fertitta has agreed to buy the Houston Rockets from Leslie Alexander. A person with knowledge of the details says the sale is for an NBA record $2.2 billion. It includes Clutch City Sports and Entertainment, which puts on shows and concerts at the Toyota Center. Fertitta will be the team's sole owner, calling this a, quote, lifelong dream come true. And in the U.S. Open semifinals, women's ninth seed Venus Williams will take on fellow American Sloane Stephens. Venus beat Petra Kvitova, and Stephens eliminated Anastasia Sivastova. Men's 12th seed Pablo Carreño Busta reached the semifinals with a win over Diego Schwartzman. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Appreciate it, Brad. It is time for the deal of the day, thanks to the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. It's a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. It's a four-door crew cab, Duramax 6.6-liter V8 turbo diesel. You can pocket this one for $46,388. To find more great deals like that, or maybe get your truck all duded up, all you have to do is go to Texas Custom Outfitters, which is on the same page, by the way, as Team Ford of Navasota. All you have to do is go online. It is teamofnavasota.com, or the short trip south to Navasota. It's right there on Highway 6 next to Sioux Falls Prater.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Village Foods and Pharmacy, Core Performance, and we'll be talking about blood pressure and bad sugars. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
What I love.
What blizzard do I love?
What I love.
Cookies and candy
and cake.
Chocolate and caramel and fruit. Whatever flavors you love, you'll love them even more. Mixed into your favorite DQ Blizzard treat. For the blizzard you love, there's only one place in Texas to stop.
DQ, that's what I love.
love about Texas.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you're on Welburn North, you're going, what's the problem?
What's going on?
What happened here? I just tried to turn off of Fitch, and I can't even get on Welburn because it's that far backed up. I don't know if it is or not, but probably.
Maybe.
Well, we got a little traffic light problem.
We do at 2818 and Welburn, but it sounds like Welburn is the road that's being impacted. So it's an all-way stop. Therefore, it's just going to take a bit longer to get through. We also had a text come in. There has been a rollover accident at Agronomy and University. So if you're in that area, Agronomy and University right there, kind of by the West Campus Library and stuff like that, be aware that that may also be backed up.
All right, so there are two bits of news and the final bit of news. Kylie Jenner is scared of butterflies.
Really?
Well, that's apparently the most important thing, really.
I don't even know who Kylie Jenner is. I know that
she's the youngest Kardashian.
She's scared of butterflies.
Yeah, all right.
I'm
well,
just letting you know about that. Oh, by the way,
she can probably hire someone to
to scare them away.
Right.
Pumpkin spice is out. It's out. There's a new flavor.
It's
we'll let
here.
You know next hour. Okay. No, out. As in, it's not popular anymore.
Oh.
You didn't know.